It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Friday, USDA released their April cattle on feed report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of just how many cattle were in our feedlots on April 1, how many were placed for the month of March, and how many were marketed during the month of March. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the numbers from this report.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
On Friday, USDA released their April cattle on feed report. Of course, this report was expected to be friendly to the cattle markets, and it turned out to be a little bit, it came with a bunch of news. I mean, it came with both positive news as far as the numbers were concerned, but it showed us maybe a hint of possible herd expansion starting to show up in the U.S. Overall, looking at the on-feed numbers, they came in at 98%, which was expected. Placements came in at 105%, which showed a 2% increase over the previous month, which was a surprise, but we had very low placements here last year at this time. And marketings came in at 101% of a year ago, which was as expected. So for the most part, a little bit higher placements than anticipated, but nothing that was out of the norm or nothing that was terribly bearish. A little bit friendly, actually, seeing that we had more placements than expected. Where the news came in that was surprising was the number or the amount of cattle going into the feedlots and the breakdown of what those cattle are. On feed right now, steers account for about 62% of the cattle in the feedlots right now. That's about unchanged from last year. Heifers, though, account for 38% of the number of cattle or number of head in the feedlots. That's down 4% from last year. So that's starting to show a little bit of a hint of a possible herd expansion, or at least that we're looking at retaining heifers. Now, this is early stages of doing that, as most will start holding back heifers, putting them on grass, put them with bulls. But it doesn't mean that they're going to be entering the breeding herd as of yet. That we won't know until the later in the season once they start being developed for breeding herds. But at this point, it does show that there is a potential of seeing an increase in the breeding herd at this point. Overall, though, you have to say this report was neutral to friendly to the cattle markets as we continue to see tight supplies, we continue to see tight number of head into the feedlot, and it is starting to show the possibility of herd expansion, but that won't be verified until later this fall.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.